And good Wednesday morning. We are live with our business of the week. Dr. Cindy Van Sickler is here from Function First Spine and Sport. You were about to jump in there.
I was.
We've got each other trained. I like that. There you go. Dr. Cindy, welcome back.
Welcome to you.
Well, thank you. Day three of our excursion into chiropractic bliss.
Yes.
I like that.
It's mostly symptomatic agony at this point, but yes. You know, we're going to talk about a few things.
It's the name of my autobiography. What a coincidence.
I'll buy the first copy.
Thank you. That would be the one. Thank you. Today, I can't work with this woman. Today we are, we are discussing whiplash.
Yes.
And deja vu.
Yes.
That's right. Now, whiplash is, as you and I have chatted off air, folks, believe me, Dr. Cindy and I talk about all of these topics for some strange reason off air. I don't know why. This is just how we talk to each other. Whiplash is something that a lot of people get and don't have any clue what they have.
Yeah, yeah. And the why I kind of got into treating whiplash is a lot of people don't realize there's a lot of athletes on the court, on the field, that suffer from whiplash because it's a lot of the secondary cause of concussions and head injuries. So a lot of times, too, with the hits they take in football and basketball, the different checks in different sports, it causes a lot of strain on the neck. And so
it doesn't take a lot of pressure, does it?
No, it doesn't actually take a lot of pressure. Yeah. And a lot of times, too, it's misdiagnosed or people don't realize how extensive it is because it can affect not only ligaments, muscles, it can also affect the nerves in your arms.
Now, so, see, I never knew that.
Yeah,
I thought it was just a muscle thing.
No. There's different orthopedic tests we do to determine whether it's the ligament, the muscle, or the nerve that's the primary cause of the pain. Yes.
And as we've discussed, it just the smallest little thing.
Yes. Yeah, most cases with whiplash, when you're talking chiropractors, a lot of people think motor vehicle accidents.
Yeah.
And then they don't realize that you can actually be stationary in your vehicle and maybe even only take a hit from a vehicle going 10 miles per hour and still sustain a pretty significant whiplash injury.
I've always read any impact at all on a vehicle, sitting, moving, anything, you should see somebody.
Yeah, you should definitely get checked out because the long-term repercussions of it could be a lot more expensive than just getting checked out for that one visit and getting cleared.
Well, we've discussed, the simplest definition of whiplash is like any herky-jerky motion.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah. And a lot of the herky-jerky motions I see, they, especially with it being fall and football season, they a lot of times lead into what we call stingers, where they're taking such a hard hit, their body's going one direction, their neck a completely different.
Right.
And it ends up actually tractioning the nerve roots that go into that arm. And an athlete, I've seen athletes not even be able to move an arm when they're coming off of the field.
Right.
Yeah. And, in this day and age, we are much more aware of these injuries, but, 5-10 years ago, kids were like, nope, get them back on the field.
Now,
sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's important. I was going to say to get these young athletes checked out because it could affect them into their next sport, into the next year.
Right. Well, they're all indestructible.
Oh, so right.
They don't want to take very the game young off. Yeah.
I know. I always tell them, I'm like, nope, you give it another decade or two and you're going to be feeling those injuries.
Now, the stingers, I know a professional athlete or two, and I've actually had discussions about this, but that can lead to atrophy. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. If you traction a nerve root so much that it affects, we call it the motor branch, it actually causes a weakness into that muscle. You let that go too long, that muscle can actually have permanent damage. You could you could have a muscle on one side of your body smaller than the other side.
Well, I knew a from radio. you meet everybody in radio. I knew a professional wrestler that had wrestled from the 70s through the early 90s.
Yes.
He had one arm that he just couldn't do anything with.
Yep.
And it was noticeably smaller because he had had an injury, and they talked him into, well, you're making big money right now. Put it off till later.
Yep.
And that's what he did.
Oh, yeah. No, and definitely when the motor nerve. And you'll kind of know, you'll say, and some people, they're like, well, I can't pick up my coffee mug as easily as I would. And I'm like, that's a motor deficit, and you want to make sure you get that checked out. It won't just, quote-unquote, go away.
No, not an aspirin-type deal.
No.
Somebody comes into the office, and they say, you know what, I'm feeling so-and-so, and in the back of your chiropractor mind, you're thinking, yeah, okay, you've got whiplash.
Yeah.
What's the first thing we do?
First thing I do is we always start with our vitals and get those out of the way. But then I actually go right into reflexes and motor testing. I'm actually always like to work that red flag scenario, the worst case scenario, and work down from there. Because you got to know when you're treating a person, is that person even supposed to be in front of you?
Right.
There's a lot of times I've seen people in the past for something and I'm like, no, you are already off to an orthopedic surgeon because of the findings that I find on that first exam. Yeah.
What's something if somebody's feeling and they've, well, it doesn't have to be an activity for whiplash. Whiplash comes from anything.
Yeah.
But what is something if somebody's feeling they really need to pick the phone up and call you?
The one of the scariest things that I've seen, and I practiced over 9 years now, is actually when people come in holding up their own head. They like hold their own skull and they say, I just feel like I need to have somebody constantly taking pressure off. Ooh. That is a red flag indicator that person needs to get x-rays done because there could probably be a significant fracture or dislocation.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'd think those folks would know they need to see somebody.
No, because the interesting and kind of amazing thing with the human body is our muscles, when they get tight, they tighten up to protect. So a lot of times too, and I've had whiplash in the past, and a lot of people I've talked to that have had whiplash, you'll say, I feel like I got hit by a train the next day. Well, that's all your muscles tightening up to protect those nerves, protect those bones. So,
I know with car accidents, they always say you feel worse the day after the car accident. That's true.
Yeah. It's when all those muscles are like, oh, crap, what just happened?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. So whiplash, folks, whether you were in a 5-car pileup or looked to your right too fast, which is possible.
It
correct?
Is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. If you're feeling, I don't know, funky, out of sorts, anything.
Yeah.
You said tightness, tingling, things like that. Yeah.
Yep, headaches. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Where can they give you a call at?
515-332-8154.
She had to read her shirt. I just want you to know that.
No, why? I don't tell them your secrets.
I'm kidding. And you do have a website, which I visited, by the way. Very nice website.
Yes, it's functionfirstspineandsport.com.
Excellent.
Yes.
Dr. Cindy Sickler will be back with us tomorrow morning, where we will have another fascinating topic. I'm really enjoying this week.
Yes, me too.
I'm learning a lot, a whole lot. And I'm also learning that as soon as I get time, I need to make an appointment with the chiropractor. If I only knew one.
Right?
Really?
No, where do you? I don't.
Being new in town is rough.
Let me tell you.
Dr. Cindy, thank you for spending this morning with us.
No, thank you so much, Bill.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yep.